This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Something that happens quite often when I go to get my hair cut, no matter which hairdresser I go to, man, woman, child, whoever's cutting my hair, I get the same response to something when I get to a certain part of the back of my head, which is, where'd you get that scar from?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that scar from?
It's pretty big.
It's a big scar. It's probably, what, the length of a pointer finger?
Yeah.
On the back of my head?
Not that big.
Maybe half a finger?
Yeah.
And I used to just tell the same story every time. And
which is, what's the real story?
I used to tell the same story every time. And then because I was getting so, the same question over and over again, I thought, I'm just going to change the story every single time. And if it's believable, they're going to go, oh, wow. Or like, mate, that doesn't sound about right.
Yeah.
So the real story is that at football training, when I was about 14,
yeah.
I went down to get the ball. And then I don't remember anything because I got kneed in the back of the head.
Oh.
I woke up with blood pouring down my back, blah, blah, blah. And then
yikes.
They had to get stitches, had to get glue, and that's why I've got the scar on the back of my head, which is fine. That's fine. That happens in
contact
sport.
Explains a lot about your personality as well.
Yeah, I don't know if I've repressed it or I was concussed. I'm not too sure. But the stories I can tell, like I've said that I was in Spain running with the bulls and I got a whip by one of the horns. They were like, oh, man, that could have been real bad.
Yeah. No, I'm a good tourist. That's what happens.
And I like to play a game, the game of, like, guessing to see if they can get me out. Then they win.
Oh, that's
then
fine.
Then they win.
Yeah.
And I'd like to play that game right now. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell us a story about your scar. If we guess if it's true or false, you can make one up for all we care.
Yep.
If we guess it, or if you fool us, sorry, you get a Subway voucher and a CD.
Yep, 100% hits, the best of 2017 so far.
That's right. We want it because, do you have any scars?
I have my scar on my leg, and you hate me telling this story because you've heard it so often I fell in a pool drain.
Oh, my God, yes, you've fallen in a pool drain.
And I've just got like a big gash right in the middle of my shin.
It's not a gash, it's a hole. It's a little divot.
It's a divot.
So 13, 12, 16, tell us your scar story.
Because you make up new stories every time someone asks you about the scar on the back of your head.
Yeah, because I get my hair cut quite short. At any hairdresser I ever go to, they always ask about the scar. I used to just tell them the normal story, which is just got kneed in the head once. And then I started going, you know what? I'm going to have a bit of fun with this. Sometimes I like to lighten things up.
Yeah, spice it up, mate.
And my game, it was always, if they can call me out there, first of all, they're very brave. And then secondly, congratulations. And I think we can do it here.
This is the exact game we want to play. We want to call you out. And on 13, 12, 16, we've got Chantel from the Mount. Chantel, tell us your story behind your scar.
All right. I have a scar across my belly that's 58 centimetres long.
58? Jeez.
Yes. okay. So I was... You know how they do the circus tricks?
The circus tricks, yes, I'm aware of circus tricks.
And you know where they pretend to slice a person in half?
Yes.
Yes. Well, they succeeded and it went straight through me.
Well, they didn't cut you in half, I'm assuming, but they would have cut fairly deep into your tummy, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Well, I thought the whole trick was supposed to be that you don't actually get cut you down.
Well, that's what I thought too, but then I woke up in hospital and there it was.
Oh, wow. Chantel, what circus did you work for?
I was actually pulled up on stage.
She
was in the audience.
So this is
a liability issue.
This is a liability. Now,
I think Chantel's making this up. I think a scar that big, maybe it's like a cesarean or something. Like, do you have any kids, Chantel?
Yes, I've got two kids from natural birth.
Oh, natural birth.
Well, but she could be fooling us. But look, I'm going to go get Jess. I'm going to follow you on this one. Mm-hmm. We reckon you're telling Porcupine Chantel.
Yes, I'm telling Porcupine.
That's very creative, though.
That is good.
You know what?
Had us.
For the creativity, we'll give you the CD and the Subway voucher.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have a good day, mate.
Thank you.
You're too soft, Tim.
Too soft.
She didn't fool us. She didn't deserve the Subway and the CD.
I quite like this fooling game. We might bring her back. Well, Jess, there you go. Did I tell you I got my scar in a frog fight?
A frog fight?
Yeah, frog fight.
How many frogs were involved?
39.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.